I'm Kiefer, once again, coming to you from backstage at Bonnaroo, and the Rubens have joined me. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
They've got an EP out called My Gun and an album out as well. We'll get to that. It's a band outside of Scott. It's a band of brothers, right?
Yeah. There's also another guy called Will, too. So Wikipedia hasn't caught up to that one yet. But so there's three brothers, and then there's Will and Scott, who are the ring-ins.
I think anybody who is listening now, if they've got a brother or brothers, knows that, you know, getting everybody on the same page can be pretty tough. How did you get all of you to agree to form a band?
It was pretty easy, right? It was just me and Sam kind of decided at first, and then Elliot was in another band at that point, right? And we wanted
We never did anything seriously before this. I think it was just kind of, it was natural. I get asked these kind of questions all the time, and I really can't think back.
It was our auntie. Our auntie came over one time while we were both at home, and she said, like, just before she left, she was like, "Oh, you guys should, you know, you're not doing anything. You guys should, you know, start a band. You know, just play together." Yeah. And then I was like, "Yeah, we should definitely do that." So then, in the next,
it wasn't
hard.
The brother thing makes it easier, man.
Yeah,
I reckon.
I don't know, man. I always wanted to throttle my brother. I don't know if I could have formed a band with it.
Yeah, a lot of people say that, like, there's the sibling rivalry, but probably makes it easier for us for some reason.
Did I read correctly? You guys opened for Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you first heard the, you know, that you were going to play this show, I mean, what went through your head?
Some swear words. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't really believe it.
I didn't. I think we got told that we might, like, we got told that the Springsteen show was on the cards, and we didn't want to get our hopes up, so we just sort of, we talked about it for a bit, and then we're like, let's just leave it for now. And then I think I found out because Dad found out. Their press release went out before I even got told that we'd booked it. So Dad found it on the internet and then called me saying that you'd been booked to play Springsteen. It's like, sweet.
Did you get a chance to meet him?
No. I mean, I'm sure we could have, but I just think we were having too much fun watching, and then I just never came to the point where I was like, I'm going to go backstage and try and meet the guy. I don't know.
It was pretty tight backstage as well. Man. He had his own kind of backstage area that you weren't allowed into.
His yoga room and stuff.
Yeah. He had everything.
You guys, wildly popular in your native Australia, you have now come to America, and it seems like you've got to start all over again to reintroduce yourself after having all the success in Australia. How do you get your head around that? Because you've actually already have kind of put the time in, and now it seems like you've got to start all over again in America.
It's kind of refreshing. It's kind of fun. I mean, like, it's great how things are going for us in Australia, but it is good to come overseas and be sort of brought back to square one and brought down from where, like, you know, the highs that we're on when we're in Australia. I think it's like, it's healthy. And like, we get to redo this whole thing again, you know, like, it's quite fun trying to make it, you know, it's, I mean, 10 times harder in Australia, in the US. So I guess it's a little bit daunting, but mainly just kind of exciting.
We're talking to the artists and musicians that passed through the studio. We're talking about album art this year at Bonnaroo. And your self-titled full-length, it's kind of it's an interesting album cover. It looks a little bit like maybe an airplane or a bomb on a beach. Tell me what's going on with the album and why you chose that.
Well, I mean, the album art itself is, I think we work with a company who, you know, they give you like a million designs and then you sort of narrow it down, right? So we chose that one. I think that was, as soon as we saw that one, we're like, yeah, we're going to work on this one. We'll develop this one with you guys. And
yeah, well, we said something about a desert at first. We wanted to have like kind of like a Western desert kind of theme. And then they were like, all right, they gave us a couple of ideas. And then I think that's supposed to be maybe kind of like a deserty kind of scrubby scene.
The idea is it's like a
bomb with flowers on it for some reason.
You know, the bombs landed, didn't detonate or whatever. And the imagery or the artwork on the bomb is flowers or whatever. But I don't know. I think it's just it was meant to be one of those bits of art that people can just, you know, talk about and decide what they think about it, you know. Like, I'm not even sure what I think it actually is. It's just, I just wanted something simple and something that, you know, looked cool. I reckon it looks cool. I think we lucked out with that one. Could have been really tough. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure some bands have a real hard time trying to get their album out right, but that was kind of smooth. Album number two for us is going to be interesting.
I reckon we should design.
Has any band ever done the same album art for two records?
those Peter Gabriel records, or what? Didn't Phil Collins do a succession of records that was just his face?
Did he? We'd have to ask Will.
Of course he did. Well, Will, we should do that. We could just do the Rubens too, and then we could just feed it.
No, I want to design the next album cover.
Okay.
Right. I'll talk to management about that, but I reckon I could come up with a really good one. Probably better than that one.
Yeah, good.
Hey, we're also asking bands and artists to pick their favorite Beatles album cover. You guys into the Beatles? You like the Beatles?
I like the Stones like a bit them. Better, but I really do like the Beatles. But you favorite can't album? Not like them. I work. Revolver's pretty good.
Revolver's cool. I really do I like Revolver. I think Sgt. Pepper's kind of awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to say Revolver. I like Revolver.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that. Revolver.
Yeah, Revolver.
A lot of people say that.
A lot of people like Revolver.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Well, the debut album, full length in America, is called The Rubens. Well, we appreciate you guys coming by.
Thank you very much for having us, man.
And that is it live from Bonnaroo.